Welcome to another episode of Mick and Ori's Classic Cars. I'm Mick.
And I'm Ori.
Ori, I love muscle cars, but they don't go round corners.
They don't, but do you really love them? I mean, we've driven a couple of Australian muscle cars and maybe a couple of the American, but do you really love them?
Well, I've never really liked them because I like cars that are probably more efficient and also like going round corners.
So, but what is... what is a muscle car? Because this is a muscle car, American muscle.
Australian muscle.
Is it a HQ Monaro? Is that a muscle car?
Well, if
you know what I'm saying, what's a muscle car?
It's a muscle car. I think the definition, it's quite subjective a bit, but the definition of a muscle car is basically a V8. Generally, it was a V8 model and rear wheel drive and power to weight ratio. So big motor. You know, they call big block motors and stuff like that. You know, 440 cubic inch and 7 litres and, you know. All that sort of stuff. And light body. When I say light body, we call a light body. The Americans' light body is quite a big car, so I'm not sure how light some of those are.
Yeah, but is it a muscle? Do I go to a shop, to the Ford dealer, say, I want your muscle car? Or do I build a muscle car? Are muscle cars what people actually put together themselves and that becomes the muscle car category?
I think originally it wasn't that. Now, you can certainly put a muscle car together and make it a muscle car.
Yeah, that's right. So that's the muscle car category.
Originally, it was actually the period where they brought these cars out. I think it was the early to mid-1960s to early 1970s, you know, because then came the oil crisis.
So, okay, they were all V8s? Do they have to be V8s? How about a hotted up V6?
No, it's generally the V8s.
Okay, so that's definitely so muscle.
Definitely muscle car was the bigger block V8s. Like the Mustang came out with a 283, which is a small block. They didn't call that one a muscle car.
Actually, there's a good question. What is the difference between big block, small block?
Well, it's basically that.
The size of the actual engine block.
Correct.
But there's still maybe 8 cylinders within that
still
block.
Still 8 cylinders.
Just closer together, working together.
And a big block has got more torque, more power and less fuel efficiency, all that sort of stuff.
So, Taranas, the XU1s, they're not V8s.
Well, the XU1's not a V8.
But it's still a muscle car.
I'm not sure. In the Australian muscle car thing,
Is that a muscle car or not a muscle car?
The XYGTs were muscle cars.
That's a muscle car.
The Fords are big 351s and
the Monaro.
The Monaro's in the 350.
Great point. 351 GT muscle car, right? Australian muscle. So in my instance where I had the 302, is that still considered a muscle car?
That's interesting. I would say it's still considered a muscle car, but not as much muscle.
Because that went around, the 302s, actually, did Bathurst. They weren't all 351s.
No, that's right. And also the Charger. That wasn't a V8, and that's considered a muscle car. But I think because straight line speed, they were up there with the XYGTs in the Australian market.
So for me, when I think Australian muscle, it's obviously...
What do you think of?
Yeah, the Ford
the XYGTs.
100%, sorry. And the Monaros.
And the Monaros.
Of that era. Now, even my dad's old HQ. I think of as a muscle car.
If it was a 350, you'd think of it as a muscle car.
Yeah.
The normal 253, I'm not sure you would call that a muscle car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I think, you know, it needs the capacity in terms of the engine.
The Dodge. If I see a Dodge, like in Fast and the Furious, that's a muscle car.
The early Dodges. But that's got to be in the early era where it was, you know, again, mid-60s to mid-70s, because after that,
the Charger, like the Dodge Charger.
That's a muscle car.
And the Charger we drove, Marcello's Charger. That's a muscle car.
Well, that's a muscle car, but that's not a V8 even. That's what we talked about. But because it would, you know, the E30, what is it, 39 and 49s in the Chargers, as in the Australian Chargers, they were still considered a muscle car because they could compete with the XYGTs and the Taranas.
The little bit of knowledge I've got on muscle cars, this may be a bold statement, but I still think that the Americans have got more muscle cars than what the Australians have.
100%. That is for sure, because that's where it came from.
So as a nation, the Americans most probably championed muscle cars.
They did, and that's where it's come from. So then the Australians sort of, followed suit.
And vice versa, is that where the quarter mile came?
That's where the quarter mile, because that was mainly, when I say that's where the quarter mile they used to use that for dragging. Now, whether it came from that era or not, because that quarter mile could have come even before with the hotted up hot rods back then.
So the hot rods used to do quarter mile. Everyone, the quarter mile was the benchmark or the... That's how you tested it.
That's how you tested, you know,
you and me, let's get our cars out there. Let's do the quarter mile and off we go.
Yeah, it's a drag race.
That's right.
So everyone straight line drags. They've got, you know, a lot of the drag cars have got skinny front wheels, of course, and they've got the big wheels at the back for traction. And it's all rear wheel drive. You don't, you know, those back then was nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
Nothing front wheel drive.
And that's why they all lifted up as they took off.
That's right, because, and that's why they need wheelie bars, some of those. But that's modified. You were talking about modified drags. But, you know, so, you know, you had the early days before the 64, you know, the 60s for the muscle cars. That was what we just finished talking about, is the drag racing. That's what influenced the muscle cars.
So have you ever done drag racing?
Have I done drag racing? That's interesting.
What roll racing is now?
It is.
At the bent?
However, it's...
But you're rolling. It's a rolling start, correct?
So that's a little bit different, and they don't do the full quarter mile on that because the track's not long enough to speed up and then to slow down compared to the quarter. So I think they might do... The quarter mile is 400 metres roughly, the equivalent to the quarter mile. The roll racing, I think they might do 200 metres. And the thing is, roll racing, it's not as damaging on your car because your car's already moving, so you're not standing, you're not starting from a standing start.
Standing start, yeah.
Okay, you're not taking off from a standing start. So it's easier on your car. So you're already going 30 or 40 kilometres an hour and you just put your foot down.
And a straight.
So your clutch isn't damaged as much, your tyres aren't damaged as much. So it's more to the mass population rather than have a drag car. Of course, some of them prepare them, you know, as a drag car.
And so you ever raced quarter miles?
I've never raced quarter miles. Illegally on the street, maybe in my younger days.
How many?
Yeah, well, that we won't talk
when
about
I had
that
my
too
Falcon,
much.
That XA.
For sure.
How many people pulled up at the lights? Right. And if you're first at the lights, they'd rev their car next to you because they had to drag.
That's right.
Anzac Highway was renowned for it, right?
So what you should
I missed the start every time because I wasn't.
Did you? But was it on auto or
manual? No, it was a four-speed.
Oh, yours was a four-speed. So you had to get
I had to get it going.
Okay. So that was back in our days. I mean, we're talking, you know, the 80s, I suppose. That's what you would do. I mean, illegally, which is not right. But
so do you think... Here's a question, and I know they do the muscle car run in this country, and America must probably do, you know, similar runs. Do you think muscle cars are as popular as they once were, or are people now looking at a different sort of vehicle? Like our age group, and I say even a bit older than us, were building these cars, right? They were tinkering, they were playing. I don't think my son would build a muscle car.
No, but
he... Or is he interested in one?
No, but he may be interested in a supercar. So from the muscle car, after the, you know, the period dropped in terms of all the air pollution equipment and things, you know, the oil crisis, after that became really the supercar. So a muscle car today, we would call it a supercar. But it can also go around corners.
Yeah, but that supercar actually comes out of the factory as a supercar.
Well, so did the muscle cars. The muscle cars come out of the factory like that. So the 440 big block, the 350 ones, the 350.
But I'm thinking, see, when I look at muscle car, I go back to my youth and I think of the magazine Street Machine.
Yeah, but that's actually so modified. Were modified.
So that in my head is what a muscle car is. Yeah. Like Charlie Dixon's Commodore that he's, you know, that he bought here, that the windows were shaking when it was in the driveway. That's a muscle car.
I agree. That's a muscle car, but that's not a factory muscle
car. No, correct.
You know, so even you look at even the more recent cars, like the Wilkinshaw that modifies the Pontiac or the Commodore,
the Commodore,
which is a W427. That's a 427 kilowatt car. So that is a muscle car.
So but 427 kilowatt car, same engine block?
Well, yeah, same engine block. I think it's modified, same, supercharged or whatever.
Same chassis,
it is.
Same body weight. Correct?
Basically, that I'm sure that's stiff enough for some things, yeah. Yeah, so that would be a muscle car, but these days, they would call that a supercar. All right, so...
Now, see, supercar for me is the Lamborghini Aventador.
Correct, that's a supercar.
The Ferrari 812 Superfast.
Agree 100%.
Right. That's supercar.
But the
Bugatti.
Okay. So what do you call a brand new Camaro or the Dodge Demon or the Hellcat?
SRT. Those SRT Hellcats.
What's that?
That's a new muscle car.
Not a supercar.
No, I'd say that's a muscle car.
That's interesting. Maybe because of the size of the engine. So look,
that's right. I forgot about that Hellcat.
Yeah. So you've got the Hellcat, which has got a – I would say it's got a big block. I don't know exactly. But – you know,
they're quick cars.
And they very quick. Well, they give you a booklet on how to drive the thing. And you know,
what do you mean?
Well, because it's so fast, the Demon, I think it's the Demon or the Hellcat.
There's one's a Hellcat. I know the Hellcat because a mate of mine's got one in America.
Okay. And the Demon is.
And there's a Wildcat. Now, that's a Buick, though.
Anyway,
there's a Dart Demon, and then there's the.
Yeah, but in terms of current, I think it's Dodge Hellcat or Demon. I can't remember which one.
Hellcat, I think.
Okay. So the faster one of that, apparently they give you, when you buy one, they give you a waiver of, you know, the things that you can and can't do. Just a bit like the Bugatti came out with two separate keys. The Bugatti Veyron came out with, as we know, two separate keys for up to 300 kilometres an hour and then up. Past 300 kilometres an hour.
But just, and I think we've asked this question before. I still am not convinced. So, we're going out for a drive in my Bugatti now. Do we turn those two keys now?
You'd have
to. And so it's ready to go? Or is it, once you're driving, you click that key?
No, I'm sure you'd have to do the thing at the beginning. Surely you're not going to click it like a boost like nitrous.
So, I don't actually understand it then. What's the point of it? Why did you start the key and it's there anyhow?
Well, if you give it to your valet to drive, you just give them the key without the 400 kilometres an hour.
That's why I don't get that extra key.
Well, there's not many. I'm not sure if anyone uses that because, you know, where would you go to do
that? I wonder if they still do it in the new Bugattis.
I don't know. I'd say they'd have something different electronically. But I don't know. But that's got a – you wouldn't call that a muscle car, but you would. But it's a supercar or hypercar because after supercars, there's hypercars and –
yeah, forget about those forget about the hypercars. So
the transition was, you know, the early days there was drag racing, but they were modified for drag racing, the hot rods and things like that. And then the factory brought out the muscle cars.
Here's one for you. If you're saying supercars are the new muscle cars.
Yep.
How come there's no electric muscle cars?
Because they don't make any noise. But that's a
true,
good point,
isn't it?
That's his good
because
point.
Because supercars are, you know, hybrid and some electric, but we don't see any muscle cars. It'd be interesting if you wanted to imagine the new Hellcat, but electric. I agree. You won't get the noise. Yeah. You get the speed.
So that's interesting, Ori. That's a good point you make. So the Tesla that can do 0 to 60
in 2.6 seconds.
But is it called a muscle car?
No.
Is it called a supercar?
Exactly right. What is that car?
It might be called a supercar. It could actually be called a supercar or a hypercar.
But is a supercar because of the speed?
Because of the speed. Because it's beyond the normal car, so you go to supercar, and then after supercar they say, well, hang on, because as we spoke before, the Lamborghini Miura was the first of the inverted commas supercars. Mm. So when it got to LaFerrari, well, then that's too good compared to a normal supercar. That's a hypercar.
Okay. Here's another one. We were lucky enough to see Dino's collection. Remember Dino went to the beautiful collection. How would you sum up Dino's collection?
Muscle cars.
All muscle cars. I agree.
I would guess.
Majority muscle cars. There's a couple of hot rods in there. That GT40 in yours is a supercar / of that era, which is muscle car.
Yep.
So his collection would be a muscle car.
I would
collection.
Say they'd be muscle cars.
Yeah.
Mainly American. Look, the muscle car trend was from the Americans.
So do you like muscle cars? Let's get back to the beginning. Do you like them and would you want to own one?
I was going to say, can you ask me a different question?
You said you want to go around corners, said at the beginning.
Would I want to own one? I think that's more to the point because that's when you know whether you really like them or not. Now, would I...
Actually, before you answer that question, I'm going to throw another one. And is your brother's Mustang a muscle car?
No. No, it's not a muscle car.
But if it was hotted up, it would be.
Or if it had the big block in it.
Okay.
So that's only got a 283. So they bought that one out basically for the masses.
Yeah.
So to go shopping in or whatever, you know, there's all sorts of discussions about
that. Well, I look at Mustangs now and they're muscle cars for me.
Yes. Yeah.
Even if it's got the 283, it's still a muscle car.
Yeah, well, you don't know because you see it, you say, well, that's a muscle car, but not knowing what's in it.
Okay, so what would you like? Would you own it? Did you want to own one? And which one would you want to own?
So If I wanted a muscle car, or do I want a muscle car? The answer is, realistically, no. I mean, what would I do with a muscle car? It's only if you're going to use it for an event, like we talked about with the charity event that Variety does, and they do the muscle car run.
Yeah.
If you were looking to do something like that, then you're doing it for a purpose. But for me, it actually, you know, like it's a Sunday afternoon, I want to go for a drive in my muscle car. Not really, if I had a muscle car.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if it's a cruise car, cruise car, look, you know, if you had an abundance of whatever you want to get, then maybe you would. But if I was going to do that from where I am in Australia, I would look at a Valiant of some sort, because family had Valiants from day one.
Yep.
But Valiants haven't got many muscle cars. All right. The Charger was one, but they didn't make many muscle cars that were V8s.
Yep.
The V's, you know, like the VC, earlier, the VC Valiant, or the Pacer, you know, the Hemi Pacer, but they're all six-cylinder Pacers. So I don't know whether they count them as
muscle cars.
Muscle cars, although they did do Bathurst and that. So not really. I would probably go for a, you know, a different sort of genre of cars.
For me, if I had to pick, if you said, do you want to buy a muscle car? I'd rather buy a hot rod or build a hot rod than a muscle car.
It's interesting that you say that, because you don't like replicas.
I know.
And you don't like
tributes. No, exactly right.
So, but you want to...
But I'd build a hot rod.
Yeah.
Which we discussed in the Hot Rod podcast.
Yeah. And I'm with you on that too.
I'd rather build one of those.
Yeah. And it's something that you've got. It's
unique.
One-off.
It's a one-off.
And it is a cruise car, and it's a straight line thing. You're not going to go, you know.
Like the muscle car.
Like the muscle car. Although, you know, the muscle cars evolved, like the GT40 in the Ford. That was a muscle car. I don't know how many liters they had, but eventually they made it go around corners. But no, so if you had a choice of a muscle car, you would actually go for a hot rod instead, basically.
Yes.
So
American muscle, there's not really anything that I'd want, and then maybe because we didn't grow up with them. So
we didn't grow up with them. The other thing I see with those, they're just too big.
That's
anywhere you go. So, for example, if you're going to go out in your Dodge, you know, the early Dodges or the early
huge,
you know, Super B, you know, all that, you've got to work out where you're going to park. You know, you've got to go to a destination that you know.
The turning circle?
Well,
like you said.
It's huge.
The reversing?
Yeah, everything.
No, that's what I would, if I had a car collection, right? Thousands of cars. If I had a car collection, I definitely would have an XYGT Falcon in there, right? That would be part of my collection.
Why wouldn't you have the equivalent to your boss?
To my boss?
The boss, the 302 boss.
No, I'd have XA. The XY. No, XY.
You prefer that to your XA?
Yeah, or XY and a H. Maybe I'd have an XA just because sentimental, because I owned one. But
yeah.
In my collection, I'd have an XY. I'd have the Monaro, definitely.
And what about the Tirana or the Valiant?
Tirana, you know what? I always said no, but until we drove that XU1. So
A9X?
No. No. I think those two would be in my collection.
Well, see, when you look at the XY or the Monaro, they're not that big compared to the American muscle cars before that.
The XY is big, Mick. The XY is a big car.
Yeah, it is a big car.
Remember we saw that one at Joe's Golden Gasoline?
Yeah.
That is a wide car.
Yeah, but so...
It's a lounge chair at the back.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? So they're huge cars.
Have you driven one?
I have.
Oh, yeah, you've driven an XY?
Well, remember I did that wedding also where it had two XYs and the Ferrari 360, and it looked like a little baby.
Yeah, against those things.
You know? Yeah. But yeah...
Anyway, so we're not going to rush out and get a muscle car.
No, no.
But look.
But I appreciate them.
I do appreciate them as well. And I'm more and more, you know, when you go to shows and car shows, you look at them and you do appreciate them even more, especially the ones that have been looked after.
100%.
Yeah. But anyway, maybe we'll get to drive one of them.
We've driven a Charger.
Yeah, but that was, I don't know. It's a muscle car, but to me, it didn't seem that quick or that, you know. But. I shouldn't say that because Marcello will say that it is quite quick, and I think
it's a quick car.
You know. But also, the sitting in there, I don't feel that comfortable.
For me, and there's the other thing about muscle cars, I'm only a small bloke. I reckon I look ridiculous. Like that XA Falcon, I used to drive it to uni. I looked ridiculous.
You wouldn't have been able to see over the bonnet.
I'm a skinny little fella, right? Maybe put on a bit of weight now, but I'm a skinny little short fella. I'm not that. For me, muscle cars, you have to have the build too.
Yeah, so you've got to look the goods in the muscle car. See, in a hot rod, not so bad because, you know, you can make it to what suits you.
Exactly. I mean, it's like a Harley Davidson, mate. I've always wanted a Harley Davidson, but I would look absolutely ridiculous getting off a Harley Davidson.
We would look better in a Vespa.
Yeah, 100%.
A little Vespa.
100%.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to leave it there, Ori. It's nice chatting about cars. There's no doubt about that. So you can catch us on YouTube and also at mickandori@gmail.com and, of course, our Instagram page and whatever. But remember, if your car's not a classic,
it will be one day.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.